Aaronic Priesthood and Young Women Resource Guides. The following resources may be used to supplement, but not replace, lessons in Aaronic Priesthood Manual 2 and Young Women Manual 2. In the references, Duty to God stands for the Aaronic Priesthood Fulfilling Our Duty to God guidebooks. Personal Progress stands for the Young Women Personal Progress booklet. Some Duty to God and Personal Progress activities listed in the guides may be worked on during lesson time, or you may encourage quorum or class members to complete them at home. Additional teaching suggestions are found in the Liahona on page 1, in the New Era on the What's in It for You page, and in Teaching No Greater Call. Please teach the lessons in the order they are printed. The manual does not include a specific Easter lesson. If you want to teach a special Easter lesson, consider using scriptures, conference addresses, church magazine articles, pictures, and hymns that focus on the life and mission of the Savior. To find non-English versions of the resource guides in some languages, go to www.lds.org, click on the world map, and select a language. Click on Liahona, then the November 2006 issue. The English version of the resource guides can be found at www.lds.org by clicking on Gospel Library. There are links to the most current resource guides in the right column. Future resource guides will be printed in the May and November issues of the Liahona and Ensign. The church magazines, in some languages, can be found online at www.lds.org. Resource Guide for Young Women, Manual 2. For use in 2007, Lessons 1 to 25. Lesson 1, Drawing Closer to Jesus Christ. Gordon B. Hinckley in These Three I Believe, Liahona and Ensign, July 2002, page 2. Use the article sections on Jesus Christ to supplement Each Young Woman Needs to Know Jesus Christ. Dieter F. Uchtdorf, Christ-like Attributes, The Wind Beneath Our Wings, Liahona and Ensign, November 2005, page 100. Use the last three paragraphs of the article to conclude the discussion on becoming like Christ. Keith B. McMullen, Jesus the Very Thought of Thee, Liahona and Ensign, May 2004, page 33. Used to supplement the section, Through Her Efforts, A Young Woman Can Draw Closer to the Savior. Personal Progress, Faith Value Experiences, Number 5. Lesson 2, Spiritual Gifts. Robert D. Hales, Gifts of the Spirit, Ensign, February 2002, page 12. Using the discussion at the beginning of the lesson to explain different gifts. Mervyn B. Arnold, Seek Ye Earnestly the Best Gifts. Ensign, March 2005, page 64. Use the article to discuss the best gifts and how to obtain them. Julie B. Beck, An Outpouring of Blessings, Liahona and Ensign, May 2006, page 11. Uses an example of the gift of healing. Personal Progress, Individual Worth Value Experiences, Number 7. Lesson 3, Building the Kingdom of God. Stephen B. Ovison and Dixie Randall Ovison, Personal Consecration, Liahona, September 2005, page 16. Ensign, September 2005, page 42. Use the article with sacrifice helps us prepare to live in the presence of God. Kathleen H. Hughes, That We May All Sit Down in Heaven Together, Liahona and Ensign, November 2005, page 110. Use examples from the article to show ways of sacrificing for the church. Sacrifice, Key to the Abundant Life, Ensign, March 2004, page 54. Use the quotes to enhance the lesson's major points. Lesson 4. Obeying Commandments Helps Us Fulfill Our Divine Roles. Gordon B. Hinckley, How Can I Become the Woman of Whom I Dream? Liahona, July 2001, page 112. Ensign, May 2001, page 93. New Era, November 2001, page 4. used throughout the lesson to help explain divine worth. Jeffrey R. Holland, Two Young Women, Liahona and Ensai, November 2005, page 28. Use Elder Holland's counsel on how to be a woman of Christ to enhance the section on obeying the commandments. Elaine S. Dalton, Press Forward and Be Steadfast, Liahona and Ensign, May 2003, page 105. Use the stories in the article to illustrate how to fulfill divine roles. Personal Progress, Divine Nature Value Experiences, Number 2. Lesson 5, Home Environment. Susan W. Tanner, Strengthening Future Mothers, Liahona, June 2005, page 16, Ensign, June 2005, page 20. Include the 5 points to show how young women can enrich their home environment. Julie B. Beck, A Mother Heart, Liahona and Ensign, May 2004, page 75. Use in the discussion on the role of a mother. Personal Progress, Divine Nature Value Experiences, Number 3. Lesson 6, Sharing Work in the Home. 1. L. Tom Perry, A Solemn Responsibility to Love and Care for Each Other. Liahona, June 2006, page 56. Ensign, June 2006, page 88. Use the section titled Involving Family Members at the beginning of the lesson. Melanie Sylvester, The Day the Dishwasher Broke, Ensign, February 2003, page 18. Consider using this story instead of the story about Carolyn. Personal Progress, Good Works, Value Experiences, Number 1. Lesson 7, Living in Love and Harmony. Susan W. Tanner, Did I Tell You? Liahona and Ensign, May 2003, page 73. Consider using the article to introduce the lesson. Janet Thomas, Sister Connection, New Era, June 2003, page 26. After the story in the lesson, consider using some of the examples from the article to begin a discussion. Personal Progress, Individual Worth Value Experiences, Number 3. Lesson 8, Improving Communication Skills. J. Thomas Searley, Stop Using Words That Hurt, Ensign, March 2006, page 58. Use when discussing how to communicate with family members. Shanna Butler, How to Talk to Your Parents, New Era, June 2005, page 30. Use the tips from the article in place of the role play. Questions and Answers, Liahona, February 2004, page 30. New Era, February 2004, page 16. Use the suggestions at the beginning of the article in the lessons section. We can help to improve communication in our families. Personal Progress, Standards for the Strength of Youth, Language. Lesson 9, A Young Woman as a Peacemaker in Her Home. Susan W. Tanner, I Am the Light Which She Shall Hold Up, Liahona and Ensign, May 2006, page 103. Consider using Reluca's story in place of the story in the lesson. Questions and Answers, New Era, January 2003, page 16. Use the suggestions from the article during the presentation by the young women. Personal Progress, Divine Nature Value Experiences, Number 7. Lesson 10, The Priesthood, A Great Blessing. James E. Faust, The Restoration of All Things. Liahona and Ensign, May 2006, page 61. Use at the beginning of the lesson. Julie B. Beck, An Outpouring of Blessings. Liahona and Ensign, May 2006, page 11. Use when listing the blessings received through the priesthood. Lesson 11, Appreciating the Bishop. Gordon B. Hinckley, The Shepherds of Israel. Liahona and Ensign, November 2003, page 60. Replace the first quotation with President Hinckley's description of bishops. Henry B. Eyring, Your Friend the Bishop, New Era, October 2002, page 10. If the bishop is unable to visit, use Elder Eyring's description of a bishop's interview. Lesson 12. Father's Blessings. L. Tom Perry. Fatherhood and Eternal Calling. Liahona and Ensign, May 2004, page 69. Discuss the article section, Father's Roles, in A Father Can Bless His Children Through the Priesthood. Merrill J. Bateman, Priesthood, Keys, and the Power to Bless. Liahona and Ensign, November 2003, page 50. Consider adding Elder Bateman's story of Michael when discussing school blessings. Lesson 13, Patriarchal Blessings. James E. Faust, Your Patriarchal Blessing, New Era, November 2005, page 4. Use President Faust's description of when patriarchal blessings are fulfilled as part of the conclusion. Julie B. Beck, You Have a Noble Birthright. Liahona and Ensign, May 2006, page 106. Incorporate Sister Beck's Counsel on Patriarchal Blessings in the quotations read aloud. About Patriarchal Blessings. Liahona, March 2004, page 18. New Era, March 2004, page 32. Use the answers in the article to answer the young women's questions on Patriarchal Blessings. Personal Progress. Individual Worth Value Experiences, Number 6. Lesson 14. The Blessings of the Temple. Russell M. Nelson, Young Adults and the Temple. Liahona, February 2006, page 10. Ensign, February 2006, page 12. Enhance the discussion on Revelation with the article section, Continuing Revelation. Russell M. Nelson, Prepare for the Blessings of the Temple. Ensign, March 2002, page 16. Use Elder Nelson's article in place of the conclusion to discuss preparation for the temple. Personal Progress, Integrity Value Experiences, Number 1. Lesson 15, Temple Marriage. Gordon B. Hinckley, The Marriage That Endures, Liahona and Ensign, July 2003, page 2. Consider substituting the section in the article Marry Right and Live Right for LeGrand Richard's story. Robert D. Hales, Preparing for a Heavenly Marriage, Liahona, February 2006, page 16, New Era, February 2006, page 2. Include Elder Hales' counsel on setting an eternal course in the conclusion. Lesson 16, Journals. Gordon B. Hinckley, Seek Ye the Kingdom of God, Liahona and Ensign, May 2006, page 81. Share portions of President Hinckley's journal entries in the lesson section about prophetic counsel regarding journals. Spencer W. Kimball, The Angels May Quote From It, New Era, February 2003, page 32. Use Your Personal Record from the article to enhance President Kimball's quote. Questions and Answers, New Era, September 2003, page 16. Include the questions and answers from the article in the lesson's conclusion about the purposes of journal keeping. Lesson 17, Keeping Family History Records. James E. Faust, The Phenomenon That Is You. Liahona and Ensign, November 2003, page 53. Relate President Faust's stories to underscore the purpose of family history in the first section. Boyd K. Packer, Your Family History, Getting Started, Liahona and Ensign, August 2003, page 12. Use the article section How to Begin as a supplement to Family Records Begin with a Pedigree Chart and Family Group Record. Henry B. Eyring, Hearts Bound Together, Liahona and Ensign, May 2005, page 77. Use the article to introduce the lesson section You Can Be a Building Link in Your Ancestral Chain. Personal Progress, Individual Worth Value Experiences, Number 5. Lesson 18, A Heritage of Righteous Traditions. Ronald A. Rasband, Our Rising Generation, Liahona and Ensign, May 2006, page 46. Add the Baptism for the Dead story to President Kimball's story. H. Ross Workman, Breaking the Chains of Sin, Liahona, July 2006, page 36, Ensign, July 2006, page 52. Use Elder Workman's discussion of freedom versus captivity in the lesson section, distinguishing between righteous and worldly traditions. Shanna Ghaznavi, A New Tradition, New Era, April 2002, page 20. Use the article's discussion about traditions to illustrate the importance of choosing righteous traditions. Lesson 19. Preparing to Teach Others. M. Russell Ballard, Creating a Gospel-Sharing Home, Liahona and Ensign, May 2006, page 84. Consider sharing the ideas in the article in the lessons section. We can develop skills that will help us teach the gospel. M. Russell Ballard, One More, Liahona and Ensign, May 2005, page 69. Include the MTC wish list from the article after the role play in the lesson introduction. Shanna Butler, Adam C. Olson, and Roger Terry, Preaching His Gospel, Liahona, September 2005, page 10. Shanna Butler, Preparing to Preach His Gospel, New Era, September 2005, page 20. Use ideas from the Prepare, Prepare, Prepare section of the article to enhance lesson application. Lesson 20, Sharing the Gospel. Thomas S. Monson, The Prophet Joseph Smith, Teacher by Example, Liahona and Ensign, November 2005, page 67. Use President Monson's principles of character to enhance the discussion about the importance of example in missionary work. Dallin H. Oaks, Sharing the Gospel, Liahona, January 2002, page 7, Ensign, November 2001, page 7. Use the How to Do It section of the article to supplement the discussion of how a young woman prepares to share the gospel. Personal Progress, Good Works, Value Experiences, Number 7. Lesson 21, Sustaining Missionaries Through Letters. David A. Bednar, Becoming a Missionary, Liahona and Ensign, November 2005, page 44. Use appropriate sections of the article in discussing the responsibilities of a missionary. Dallas H. and Marjorie S. Bradford, Helping from Home, Ensign, July 2003, page 48. Use the Letters and Packages Council in the Lessons section. Letters can support and encourage missionaries. Lesson 22, Counseling with the Lord. Joseph B. Worthlin, Improve Our Prayers, Liahona, August 2004, page 16, Ensign, March 2004, page 24. Use the article section, A Pattern for Prayer, in the discussion on prayer. Richard G. Scott, Recognizing Answers to Prayer, New Era, August 2003, page 4. Use the first part of the article to discuss how we communicate with the Lord. Personal Progress, Faith Value Experiences, Number 1. Lesson 23, Fasting Brings Blessings. Joseph B. Worthlin, The Law of the Fast, Liahona, July 2001, page 88, Ensign, May 2001, page 73. Use the article to help supplement the young women's answers concerning fasting. Ronald T. Halverson, The Heavens Rained, Liahona, August 2004, page 42, New Era, August 2004, page 44. Consider using this story instead of Matthew Cowley's story. Personal Progress, Integrity Value Experiences, Number 6. Lesson 24, Revelation in Our Daily Lives. James E. Faust, Communion with the Holy Spirit, Liahona and Ensign, March 2002, page 2. Use President Faust's discussions of how to receive personal revelation in the second section. Dallin H. Oaks, 8 Reasons for Revelation, Liahona, September 2004, page 8. 8 Ways God Can Speak to You, New Era, September 2004, page 4. Use the 8 reasons as a conclusion to the lesson. Lesson 25, The Law of Sacrifice. M. Russell Ballard, The Law of Sacrifice, Leah Hona, March 2002, page 10. Ensign, October 1998, page 6. Use the article to supplement the first part of the lesson. Wan Yong Ko, Sacrifice is a Joy and a Blessing, Leah Hona and Ensign, November 2005, page 92. Used in the conclusion as an example of how sacrifice brings blessings.
Resource Guide for Aaronic Priesthood Manual 2 for use in 2007 Lessons 1 through 25. Lesson 1, Who Am I? James E. Faust, Who Do You Think You Are? A Message to the Youth, Leah Hona, June 2001, page 2. Ensign, March 2001, page 2. Use the article to supplement appropriate parts of the lesson. Joseph B. Worthlin, Growing into the Priesthood, Leah Hona, January 2000, page 45. You'll Grow Into It, New Era, November 2000, page 4. Used to help with the discussion on how to become like our Heavenly Father. Glenn L. Pace, Confidence and Self-Worth, Ensign, January 2005, page 32. Use the section Our Eternal Nature and Destiny to supplement the conclusion of the lesson. Duty to God Priest, Educational, Personal, and Career Development, number 7. Lesson number 2, Knowing Our Father in Heaven, Gordon B. Hinckley, Inspirational Thoughts, Leah Hona and Ensign, March 2006, page 2. Use the section Believe in God to introduce the lesson. Use a royal priesthood and be loyal to the church with a section about responsibilities of the priesthood. James E. Faust, That We Might Know Thee, Leah Hona, February 1999, page 2. Ensign, January 1999, page 2. Uses a supplement throughout the lesson. Elaine S. Dalton, He Knows You by Name, Leah Hona and Ensign, May 2005, page 109. Used to supplement the section about God knowing you by name. Lesson 3, Faith in Jesus Christ. Gordon B. Hinckley, In These Three I Believe, Leah Hona and Ensign, July 2006, page 2. Used to supplement We Should Have Faith in Jesus Christ at the beginning of the lesson. Earl C. Tingey, The Great Plan of Happiness, Leah Hona and Ensign, May 2006, page 72. Used to help explain the atonement. From the Garden to the Empty Tomb, Leah Hona, April 2006, page 8. Ensign, April 2006, page 12. Used to supplement the discussion on the atonement. Duty to God Deacon, Spiritual Development, numbers 1 and 2. Lesson 4, Companionship of the Holy Ghost. Joseph B. Worthlin, The Unspeakable Gift, Leah Hona and Ensign, May 2003, page 26. Used to help explain the gift of the Holy Ghost and how it functions. David A. Bednar, That We May Always Have His Spirit to Be With Us, Leah Hona and Ensign, May 2006, page 28. Uses a supplement throughout the lesson. Carlos E. Acey, The Companionship of the Holy Ghost, Tambuli, August 1988, page 34. Courting the Spirit, New Era, August 1990, page 32. Use Elder Acey's steps to help explain what we should do to have the Spirit with us. Lesson 5, Agency. Robert D. Hales, To Act for Ourselves, The Gift and Blessings of Agency, Leah Hona and Ensign, May 2006, page 4. Use at the beginning of the lesson to help explain agency. Wolfgang H. Paul, The Gift of Agency, Leah Hona and Ensign, May 2006, page 34. Use as a supplement throughout the lesson. Keep Yourself Free, Leah Hona, February 2003, page 33. New Era, February 2003, page 19. Lesson 6, Christ-like Service. Gordon B. Hinckley, The Need for Greater Kindness, Leah Hona and Ensign, May 2006, page 58. Use President Hinckley's examples of kindness to supplement the lesson. Joseph B. Worthlin, The Virtue of Kindness, Leah Hona and Ensign, May 2005, page 26. Use Elder Werthlin's example of kindness at the beginning of the lesson. Duty to God, Teacher, Citizenship and Social Development, number 3. Priest, Spiritual Development, number 9. Lesson 7. The Eternal Importance of Families. Thomas S. Monson, Becoming Our Best Selves, Liahona and Ensign, April 2006, page 2. When discussing what class members have learned from their families, read the section titled, Choosing the Family Path. M. Russell Ballard, What Matters Most is What Lasts Longest. Liahona and Ensign, November 2005, page 41. Used to supplement the introduction of the lesson. Ronald A. Rasband, Our Rising Generation, Liahona and Ensign, May 2006, page 46. Start the lesson with a spiritual experience Elder Rasband and his family had in Preston, England. Duty to God, Deacon, Citizenship and Social Development, number 4. Lesson 8, Spirituality, Dieter F. Uchtdorf, On the Wings of Eagles, Liahona, July 2006, page 14, Ensign, July 2006, page 10. Use the article section You Have to Learn to Control Yourself to supplement the story and discussion. Putting Off the Natural Man, Liahona, July 2006, page 30, Ensign, July 2006, page 56. Use as a supplement throughout the lesson. Lesson 9, Repentance and the Atonement of Jesus Christ. Boyd K. Packer, I Will Remember Your Sins No More, Liahona and Ensign, May 2006, page 25. Uses a supplement when discussing Alma and Corianton. Jeffrey R. Holland, Broken Things to Mend, Liahona and Ensign, May 2006, page 69. Use Elder Holland's second point concerning how to come unto Christ to introduce repentance. Richard G. Hinckley, Repentance, A Blessing of Membership, Liahona and Ensign, May 2006, page 48. Consider using the investigator's repentance story in place of the story in the lesson. Lesson 10, Studying the Scriptures. L. Tom Perry, Blessings Resulting from Reading the Book of Mormon, Liahona and Ensign, November 2005, page 6. Used to supplement the discussion about Nephi, Lehi, and the brass plates. Andrea Cartwright, Creative Scripture Study, New Era, May 2006, page 15. Use this list to supplement the list in the lesson. Duty to God, Deacon, Teacher, Priest, Family Activities, number 1. Lesson 11, Satan and His Temptations. James E. Faust, Voice of the Spirit, Liahona and Ensign, June 2006, page 2. Use the section Hearing Righteous Voices in discussing how to resist Satan. Dallin H. Oakes, Be Not Deceived, Liahona and Ensign, November 2004, page 43. Use Elder Oakes' discussion on Satan's methods of deception when discussing Satan's work is to destroy us. Duty to God, Teacher, Spiritual Development, number 5. Lesson 12, Prayer. Dallin H. Oakes, The Special Language of Prayer, New Era, January 2006, page 2. Use the section Tips for Improving Your Prayers in the lesson's conclusion. Joseph B. Werthlin, Improving Our Prayers, Liahona, August 2004, page 16. Ensign, March 2004, page 24. Consider using a pattern for prayer in place of the beginning story. Duty to God, Deacon, Teacher, Priest, Priesthood Duties and Standards, number 3. Lesson 13, Fasting. Carl B. Pratt, The Blessings of a Proper Fast, Liahona and Ensign, November 2004, page 47. Use Elder Pratt's description of fasting when discussing Fasting is More Than Going Without Food. Ronald T. Halverson, The Heavens Rained, Liahona, August 2004, page 42. New Era, August 2004, page 44. Consider using in place of one of the fasting stories. Duty to God, Deacon, Quorum Activities Number 2. Lesson 14, Obedience to God. Henry B. Eyring, Spiritual Preparedness. Start Early and Be Steady. Liahona and Ensign, November 2005, page 37. Discuss Elder Eyring's ways we can prepare now in the Obedience Brings Freedom and Happiness section of the lesson. Kenneth Johnson, The Proof is in the Doing. New Era, March 2005, page 42. Use the section applying what we know in the conclusion of the lesson. Duty to God Priest, Family Activities, Number 1. Lesson 15, Exaltation Through Keeping Covenants. Richard J. Maines, Keeping Our Covenants, Liahona and Ensign, November 2004, page 92. In the lesson's discussion on keeping covenants, include the example of the Ammonites. L. Alden Porter, Come to the Temple, New Era, October 2004, page 8. When discussing endowments, use President Porter's answers to help answer the young men's questions. Duty to God Priest, Quorum Activities, Number 1. Lesson 16, Tithes and Offerings. Earl C. Tingey, Establishing Eternal Patterns. Liahona, October 2004, page 20. Ensign, October 2004, page 32. Consider using the article's discussion about tithes and offerings to introduce the lesson section, We Should Learn to Pay Tithes and Offerings. Stephen B. Ovison and Dixie Randall Ovison, Personal Consecration. Liahona, September 2005, page 16. Ensign, September 2005, page 42. Use the article section, More Than Tithing, before relating President Packer's story in the lesson's introduction. Kathleen H. Hughes, Out of Small Things. Liahona and Ensign, November 2004, page 109. Begin the lesson section about the blessings of tithing by sharing the corresponding section in the article. Duty to God Deacon, Priesthood Duties and Standards, Numbers 7 and 9. Teacher, Priest, Priesthood Duties and Standards, Number 8. Lesson 17, Patriarchal Blessings. James E. Faust, Your Patriarchal Blessing, New Era, November 2005, page 4. Use the article section about adoption into the House of Israel to help answer quiz question number 3 about declaring lineage. Julie B. Beck, You Have a Noble Birthright, Liahona and Ensign, May 2006, page 106. Include Sister Beck's counsel about preparing to receive a patriarchal blessing in answering quiz question number 8. About Patriarchal Blessings, Liahona, March 2004, page 18. New Era, March 2004, page 32. Use the information in the article to supplement the answers to the quiz questions. Duty to God, Priest, Family Activities, Number 3. Lesson 18, Duties of a Teacher in the Aaronic Priesthood. James E. Faust, Power of the Priesthood. Ensign, May 1997, page 41. Include the story of Brother Johnson to supplement the lesson's introduction on the importance of a good example. Priesthood Restored, Liahona, April 2004, page 30. A Worldwide Priesthood, New Era, May 2004, page 44. Use the article's discussion of a teacher's duties to enhance the lesson section on that subject. Duty to God Teacher, Spiritual Development, Number 1. Lesson 19, A Broken Heart and a Contrite Spirit. D. Todd Christofferson, When Thou Art Converted, Liahona and Ensign, May 2004, page 11. Use the article's discussion of a broken heart and a contrite spirit to enhance the lesson section, A New Form of Sacrifice. Yoshihiko Kikuchi, Broken Windows, Broken Hearts, Ensign, April 2004, page 8. The story of the broken window may be used to supplement any of the lesson sections. Robert K. Dellenbach, Sacrifice Brings Forth the Blessings of Heaven, Liahona and Ensign, November 2002, page 33. Include the article's discussion of sacrifice to enhance the lesson section, A Broken Heart and a Contrite Spirit. Lesson 20, administering the sacrament. Gordon B. Hinckley, Upon You, My Fellow Servants, New Era, May 2002, page 4. Use the article sections Baptism and the Sacrament and A Chosen Generation to supplement the lesson's discussion about administering the sacrament reverently. James E. Faust, A Royal Priesthood, Liahona and Ensign, May 2006, page 50. Use the story of the careless deacons in the lesson section, administering the sacrament reverently. Robert C. Oakes, Who's on the Lord's Side Who? Liahona and Ensign, May 2005, page 48. Use the first half of the article to supplement the lesson section, The Sacrament is a Holy Ordinance. Duty to God Deacon, Quorum Activities, number 7. Lesson 21, Preparing for the Melchizedek Priesthood. James E. Faust, The Key of the Knowledge of God. Liahona and Ensign, November 2004, page 52. Discuss the article's three requirements of magnifying the priesthood in the conclusion. Russell M. Nelson, Keys of the Priesthood, Liahona, October 2005, page 26. Ensign, October 2005, page 40. Include Elder Nelson's definition of keys when discussing the privileges of the Melchizedek priesthood. Bruce R. McConkie, Only an Elder, New Era, January 2003, page 36. Use appropriate sections of the article when discussing the duties of an elder. Duty to God Priest, Quorum Activities, number 4. Lesson 22, Patriarchal Leadership in the Home. James E. Faust, The Father Who Cares, Liahona and Ensign, September 2006, page 2. Use the article section to strengthen father when discussing how to support fathers. F. Melvin Hammond, Dad, Are You Awake? Liahona and Ensign, November 2002, page 97. Incorporate when discussing ways to prepare for the young man's future families. Duty to God Teacher, Spiritual Development, number 11. Lesson 23, Practical Preparation for a Mission. Richard G. Scott, The Power of Preach My Gospel, Liahona and Ensign, May 2005, page 29. Use throughout the lesson to discuss the importance of becoming familiar with Preach My Gospel. David A. Bednar, Becoming a Missionary, Liahona and Ensign, November 2005, page 44. Discuss Elder Bednar's counsel on preparing for a mission at the beginning of the lesson. Duty to God Deacon, Spiritual Development, numbers 9 and 10. Teacher, Spiritual Development, numbers 8 and 9. Priest, Spiritual Development, number 8. Lesson 24, The Blessings of Work, Dieter F. Uchtdorf. See the end from the beginning. Liahona and Ensign, May 2006, page 42. Replace the Countess story with Elder Uchtdorf's laundry story. W. Rolf Kerr, The Unprofitable Servant, Liahona, October 2003, page 26. Ensign, October 2003, page 44. Consider replacing the first quotation with Elder Kerr's farm story. Duty to God Teacher, Educational, Personal, and Career Development, number 4. Priest, Educational, Personal, and Career Development, number 3. Lesson 25, Personal Purity Through Self-Discipline. James E. Faust, The Enemy Within. Liahona, January 2001, page 54. New Era, March 2003, page 4. Replace the first quotation with President Faust's discussion of our own enemy. Bruce C. Hafen, The Gospel and Romantic Love. New Era, February 2002, page 10. Include Elder Hafen's conclusion when discussing conduct toward the opposite sex. Duty to God Teacher, Spiritual Development, number 5. End of the Aaronic Priesthood and Young Women Resource Guides.